Well, today we hear much of vines and branches. The vineyard in the scriptures is a common image. It's a symbol. Particularly in the Jewish scriptures, the vineyard was Israel, whom God, the vine grower, tended. But today, Jesus adds something to the image. He says that I am the true vine, and you, us, well, we are the branches. We are to stay close to the vine. Repeatedly, Jesus uses the words found in John's Gospel, remain in me as I remain in you. And the Greek word there is something like, make your home in me as I make my home in you. We are to stay that close to Jesus, to the vine, you and I. And so how do we stay close? How do we stay close to our Lord? Well, through our own prayer, the time that we can find any day when we say our prayers, through the sacraments like Holy Communion, which we celebrate today as every Sunday, when Christ makes his home in us. We also stay close by listening to the scriptures, the Bible, by listening to the world or being attentive to the world around us to see how God's presence lingers everywhere. And as we hear in the second reading, we stay close to Jesus in how we love and how we serve one another. So these are all ways, very practically, that the church gives us to stay close to Jesus. And when we do feel close to Jesus in that way, all seems to be well. We feel protected. We feel loved and safe and secure. But there's something more going on in the gospel, because implied there is that if we remain part of the vine, we will remain part of one another. If we are connected to the vine, we will be connected to all the other branches on that vine, you and me together. And so it cannot just be about me and Jesus, my personal Savior, because there are other branches on the vine that we are responsible for. We are connected to one another. It's a lovely image of a vine with all these branches. And we are connected to one another. In our humanity, in our baptism that we share, we are all part of the same vine, the same family. And that means that we are accountable to one another. We are responsible for one another, no matter how young or how old we get. And as we reflect on the events of the last couple of weeks, we realize how important it is to be reminded that we are connected to one another. We have seen images and hear stories of all those people who died in Nepal in that earthquake, thousands of people who are so far away, but yet with whom we are connected, because we are all children of God. I think of John Donne's classic poem when he speaks of a bell that tolls or rings at a funeral, where he wrote, "No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less. Any man's death diminishes me because I am involved in mankind, and therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. Every person's death diminishes us because we are all connected to this vine. And we are responsible for one another." Closer to home, I think of the events in Baltimore this last week. It seems that in so many cities, we have forgotten how connected we are because of divisions by race and class, because of fear or ignorance, because of the barriers that we erect between us. We have forgotten that we are all part of the same vine, you and I. There's this program at Georgetown where I spend my days and nights, called Hoya Kids, and it's basically a daycare center around the corner here. And it's really cute. Amid these very tall 18 to 22-year-olds, these little kids will wander about the campus in their playtime. But they'll run through campus holding this rope, where they will be walking one behind the other, holding this rope to keep them together, as if they're branches on the same vine.
Where if the teacher forgets the rope, they all are holding hands in pairs. It doesn't matter what they look like or what color they are, whether they're friends or not. They're all connected. It seems that, and our young people here can remind us of this today, we older people seem to have forgotten the lesson of the sandbox in which we played, that we are all in this together. And the differences that we older people start to make between ourselves really do not matter in the beginning or in the end. Now, I know it's hard. I do not need to diminish the challenge of real-world problems, adult problems, with pious generalizations. I know long-term relief takes time. I know that grief has no timetable. And I know that the numbers of people who died in Nepal can overwhelm and seemingly numb us as they reach the thousands. But those tragedies, those deaths which diminish us, they expose again the truth that such disasters are not simply natural. They reveal how the poor are often at greater risk when quakes and storms hit, and we are responsible for that. I know that the questions facing our cities and rural communities about class and de facto segregation of neighborhoods and schools are complex. But sometimes we make the solutions too hard to achieve because we forget the basic motivation that the sandbox teaches us, that we are all in this together. This is what the Catholic Church calls solidarity. Because we are all part of the same vine, because we are all brothers and sisters, because we are all created in God's holy image, we have a duty, we have an obligation to care for one another. No matter what we look like or how we act or where we're from, no man or woman is an island. And every person's death diminishes me, and every person's life upbuilds me. We will all die on the vine unless we care better for one another. And this indeed will require sacrifice, which Jesus uses the image of pruning the vine. And every gardener knows you got to cut back the vine sometimes in order for the fruit to be born. And so it's true. We will have to do some pruning. We're going to have to give up position and privilege and time and money and power. We're going to have to risk you and I getting out of our comfort zones, meeting people who are different than us. We will get pruned, but only so that much more fruit can be born. And so by staying close to the vine, by making our home in Christ, we will bear much fruit, so the promise goes. We will grow in faith and hope and in love and in a lasting kind of joy that comes with community, with the other branches with whom we are bonded. By staying close to the vine, we stay closer to one another. And our world becomes just a little more kind and a little more gentle, a little more like the world that these young people are dreaming of. And the bell will no longer toll in mourning, but it will peal in celebration of God's justice and God's peace taking root in our vineyard.